guys to know your worth. Stop begging men to marry you. Like, for real, stop. Know your worth. For real. Because what I'm seeing a lot on social media, women are begging men to marry them. I even seen women just go out of their way, buy rings, and propose to men in public. How embarrassing is that? That shows desperation right there. And also for you ladies that are pregnant by these men, and you are expecting marriage, and you know he's not talking about it so much, chances are he's probably not ready to marry you. Okay? You have to look at it like that. Accept it for what it is. And if you're the one always talking about marriage the most, that's a sign. If you're the one always bringing up when we should get married, when we should do this and that, that's a red flag. Especially if he's changing the subject, or he'll say we'll get to it, or he'll say we'll get married around this time but don't commit to it, and when that time comes he drops the ball. Chances are he's not going to marry you right then, or maybe never. So you have to consider your options. I don't care if you're pregnant or not. Right? You got to know everybody's true intentions nowadays. And just because you're pregnant by someone, that does not mean you're going to block them in. And to be honest, ladies, marriage does not stop anything. A man can still leave you. That's just nothing but paperwork, to be honest. People get divorced all the time. Okay? So, you being married does not really mean anything. Because a lot of people today do not value marriage as much. And again, with marriage, you know, there's so many gray areas with that. Some people do it because of religion. Some people do it because they say, I want to be had. And, you know, different reasons, right? For bragging rights. Or to feel secure in themselves. Say, I'm married. But are you happy? See, that's what matters. Are you truly happy with your partner? And see, don't be the girl that just keep hounding a guy for marriage. Because then you look desperate. Then he will, you know, fall back even more. So you should let things go and let it flow. Okay? Because marriage is not bulletproof. I mean, you can be married and stuff can still happen. Especially for the women that are pregnant, that want to get pregnant, or is pregnant, whatever. He can leave you. He can leave you anytime. Men have been doing that for a long time. It's nothing new under the sun. So having a baby does not stop anything either. And I've been seeing that on the internet, even with some celebrity cases you see on the Shade Room and all this stuff. It's just nonsense. Okay? It's foolishness. You have to know your worth. Know what you really want in a partner. And if he's not checking all the boxes, honey, when you really sit down and think about it, you need to reevaluate some things here. Okay? Don't be desperate. Attract who you really want, who you desire. Attract who you are. Don't settle. Don't give them discounts off of you. Like, don't do that. But many women do. And they say, oh, he has potential. Fuck potential. What is he doing now? What is he really bringing to you now? And are you really happy? You have to sit and really think about it. Are you really happy? Are you happy with the situation? Are you guys really compatible? Or are you doing it because you've been with this person, you love them? Or maybe because you're pregnant by him. You feel like we should get married. But if you're the one always talking about the marriage, that's not a good look. Let him propose to you, right? Not you be the aggressor, keep pushing it on him. Because again, it's really backwards. And then you got some women that are willing to even elope. They didn't dream about eloping. They wanted a nice wedding, whether it was small, medium size, or big. But some women are so desperate enough to elope just to say that they're married because they've been with the person for a while, or either because they're pregnant by the person. Everybody's case is different, but at the same time, some women are willing to give discounts. Okay? Stop giving freaking discounts. Know your worth. Because you're worth way more. And you have to understand that you're a divine goddess. Right? Make them work for you. We should not be chasing anyone. They should be chasing us. Right? And not only with the chasing. Because a man could chase all day. But is he really worth your time? I don't care how long you knew him. Okay? Is he really worth your time? Do we fit every single box? It's okay to have standards. People tell me, oh, you shouldn't have this. Men are not going to always reach. That's a lie. You can manifest your perfect partner. And I'm going to talk about that on another podcast. But at the end of the day, know your worth, ladies. And don't sell. Don't be desperate. And if a guy is not really trying to marry you, he's always going to change the subject, drop the ball when it comes to marriage, or when this supposedly date y'all came up with. Those are red flags right there. Pay attention. Open your eyes. It's not that hard. I don't care how great the sex is, but are you really happy? Because you can attract a man that is going to love you unconditionally and will put a ring on it. Not waste your time. Not get you pregnant and say, okay, yeah, we're having a baby. Have a baby shower. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And always talking so much, but not showing action. See, what you really desire is a man that shows action and someone you're really compatible with, someone you're really happy with, right? So, if he's not fitting all the boxes on your list, you got some thinking to do, some yard. And if you're the one always talking about marriage, stop. Stop. And let it go and let things flow. Reevaluate the situation. There's nothing wrong with that. And some women feel like, yeah, they're trapped because we're pregnant or whatever. I understand that. But just because you're pregnant by a guy as well, that don't mean you have to be with that person for a long time. People make mistakes all the time. I mean, it's been going forever. Okay? But you have to learn from that. That's why people have multiple boyfriends, maybe multiple husbands, exes. You learn from each one. You don't want to keep repeating the same mistake, right? But again, know your worth. And I'm going to leave it at that, guys.